Tonight I want to talk about how to shine in a decadent society. As we all know and understand, today's society is not what we would like it to be, especially as Christians. And really those decent individuals out there, those people that are not members of the body of Christ, that do want to do the right thing, that do have a conscience, they understand the same thing that we understand, that today's society at large throughout the world, not just the United States, but around the world, is on a rapid descent. Has been for some time. There's obviously, through time, we have swings of the pendulum from the right to the left. Right now, I think we're headed out to the left. If the left means it's bad, that's what I'm trying to say. You would turn in your Bibles to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And tonight's section of scriptures is going to be based off of Ephesians 5, 1 through 21, the first 21 verses of the 5th chapter of Ephesians. But first I want to start off by talking about what decadent is. What do I mean by decadent? Well, in an adjective state, being in a state of decline or decay, marked or providing unrestrained gratification or self-indulgence is what we have commonly tied that word decadent to in our society today, is just a overindulgence in bad things. Okay, to further go on with it, decadence generally refers to the supposed decline of a society because of moral weakness. The favorite example of this by most people is ancient Rome, where the story has it a great emperor was laid low by wicked emperors. So basically you have a society much like ours today that was founded on some very high notions. And there were people throughout Rome's existence that believed in those high standards, that believed in equality of men, believed in some pretty valuable things. But along the way, many people turned off to the wrong side. They went down the wide path, as we've called it before. And because of that, their society ultimately crumbled from within. It was no outside influence. It was no outside army that came in and destroyed Rome. It was them themselves. And oftentimes, we follow a lot of those same parallels today in our nation that Rome has. We've become a very powerful, very wealthy nation, but at the same time, many in this nation today have turned to the wrong things. Decadency is an ancient problem. The antediluvian problem, basically prior flood people, everybody that was before the flood, historically that's what that time period those people were referred to as. Turn to Genesis, keep your Bibles marked there at Ephesians, but turn back to Genesis, the 6th chapter. And to me, this is important to point out. Number one, because we get so down on our society, we get so down on the people that live in this world today, and it's not as bad as it has been. I know there's a lot of evil in the world today, and there's always been a lot of evil in the world. But let's read verse 5 through verse 8 in Genesis, the 6th chapter. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. The Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals and creeping things and birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now we know today there's more than just one man and his family that the Lord is pleased with. We know that there are individuals out there that are trying their best to fulfill the commandments, to fulfill what God has set forth for us in His Word. So don't get so down on society that we think that there's nobody left that's teachable, that nobody wants to listen, that nobody has an idea to listen to what we have to say, because that's not the case. That's not the case. It was a problem in Abraham's day. In Genesis, the 19th chapter, it talks about the evils during that time. It was a problem during the first century church. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, talks about that as well. How even during that time, the first century, and oftentimes we will think back at the first century, we think, boy, there's a lot of people that were excited, that were fired up. They were the ones, they sold all that they had and they traveled. That's all they did. They traveled and teach the word. There were a lot of people then that were fired up. But even then, there were problems in combating that. Combating that decadent society, those decadent people during that time. Today it's a problem. Today it's a problem. So from the time before the flood till right now, it's a problem. There's always going to be that issue. We'll never be away from that. Sins of previous decadent societies are clearly evident in ours, like fornication. Adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, all those things we can see back in history, back in time. There's nothing new under the sun, as Solomon said it, I believe, in Proverbs, right? Anyways, there's nothing new to man. There's nothing new. Now, all these things happen over and over again, and unfortunately, we are continuing that. Just a few statistics for today. Teenage sexual activity, the norm for that right now, which this is scary, this is very scary, of ninth graders, 50% of them have been sexually active. It kind of shocks me, because when I was in ninth grade, I wasn't even thinking about that stuff. But society has changed. People are not teaching their kids like they should, or not hammering home some basic principles that need to be taught. 66% of 17-year-olds, so just a few years down the road, we've jumped 16, almost 20%. 66% of 17-year-olds are sexually active. Each year, over 1 million adolescent girls become pregnant in the U.S. 1 million girls. So you have young children, adolescents, that are becoming pregnant and having children. Some of them obviously aborting those. The two top states in the United States, Mississippi, 20% of its adolescent girls become pregnant. And Arkansas is a close second at 18.6. 4 of every 10 will abort their babies. Since 1973, 40 million abortions have happened. That's approximately 4,000 a day. Just a little sidebar here with that. As a nation, as a people, most every nation looks back at Hitler and the Nazi regime and talks about how terrible and how horrible they were for exterminating all the Jews that they did. I think it was total, and don't quote me on this, I think it was 6 million. Something like that, right around there, is historically fairly accurate. I don't know that we can actually completely nail that down. But 6 million people were eradicated, and people are still up at arms at that today and how terrible that is. Well, since 1973, we have destroyed 40 million babies, and that number will increase until it's made illegal or until people come to their senses, which both of those are highly unlikely. Things that influence our young people. And this is where it begins. This is where it begins. Stopping that decadent society is teaching our young people, being an influence ourselves. But things that influence them today, sitcoms. You can't honestly tell me that a normal life is portrayed in these sitcoms. It's not. I can't stand television anymore. The only thing that I ever like watching is the History Channel or Sci-Fi, or and half the time that's got garbage on it too. But there are some good channels out there to watch, but there's a lot of unreal reality out there that we're letting our kids watch, that we're not talking about ourselves, saying, you know, hey, did you watch Friends last night? No, I hate that show. Here's why. We don't talk about that stuff. We don't want to offend people, but somebody has to. Somebody has to make a stand, and it's us. It's us that needs to make that stand. How about news shows? The liberal media. How much garbage they pump out there every day. As Christians, we need to make a stand for the stuff that's not true. We need to make a stand against stuff that isn't right. Reading material. All these magazines out on the racks, at the grocery stores, at Barnes & Noble, wherever. They let kids, and they put these nasty titles on the fronts of these magazines.